Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. We're not going to just lean back and accept the European stonewalling of biotech food. We filed a lawsuit with the World Trade Organization, and President Bush said Europe should join, not hinder, the great cause of ending hunger in Africa. Stay tuned. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. At this time of year, all I can think about is, will I get the rain at the right time to make this crop? Yes, I'm also a cheerleader for the hog market. While our focus is on growing crops and livestock, there are some other very strange and significant things happening a little further down the food chain. The blame that the food industry is getting for the so-called obesity epidemic is deafening. Lawsuits have been flying all around, mostly targeting fast food outlets. But everyone knows that you can buy food that will make you fat from a lot of different sources. Supermarkets, convenience stores, diners, hot dog stands, ice cream shops, donuts, bagels. Although no one wants to admit that bagels are fattening. And yes, candy. Then to quench your thirst, we have soft drinks, beer, even orange juice, which is very high in calories. Now we see the restaurants trying to make like healthy food is all the rage. With McDonald's Happy Meals, you can now get fresh sliced fruit instead of French fries. Kraft Foods is reducing portion sizes, as well as fat and calories in all kinds of products. Even the Oreo cookies is in for a remake, and I say just don't change the taste. Frito-Lay plans to eliminate all trans fatty acids from its chips. Schools are taking a look at their menus to add healthier foods. The bottom line, food companies are terrified about lawsuits and bad publicity, and they're trying to get ahead of the critics. And here's what I think will happen. Less food in a smaller package at the same price means more profit margin. Unfortunately, the customer may need to buy two bags of chips now. The challenge will be to make food that has less calories, less fat, and still tastes good. Because when it's all said and done, the consumer will insist on good-tasting food. Too many companies have tried to sell so-called healthy food without success. So while I watch the corn grow, I find the food industry sideshow to be very interesting. This is John Block from Washington.